Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
So as we storyboarded this week's episode and decided we didn't want to talk about my apparent anxiety attack that I am suffering from, because I just don't think it's funny, and maybe a lot of our audience members probably suffer from the same type of malaise. The one thing that stood out on the storyboard was for a couple of guys like me and you, that this was in our, gosh, when did this lady first hit?
You mean to look it up?
National. I'm looking right now.
Are you?
I'm looking.
She hasn't aged well, has she?
She has not. So maybe 93, 94 is when she first got her. So we'll let everybody in. We'll let everybody in on the topic that we chose to kind of start the show with. The big news is Heidi Fleiss, the former Hollywood madam, who apparently was a Nevada madam, is coming to your backyard. Come to the Ozarks.
She is moving to Missouri. I'm just going to quote this. She is in 2022. She announced she's moving to Missouri after someone shot one of her parrots with a pellet gun. Now I hope she realizes she doesn't have to worry about the pellet gun. The climate will doom those parrots here.
So. That is what finally sent her over the
edge. There's a whole crux of it. That is, and I know we skirt around politics on this show, but yeah. It is where she's at. She was complaining about the first article I read. She was complaining about regulatory environment, taxes, and the state of California / Nevada, because she was convicted in California. She fled to Nevada. I don't know. She's got like a dual state thing going on. I don't really know. And she, now I was just in California, Nevada last week, you know.
Yeah.
She better like humidity. Crazy temperature swings. I mean, it was 9 degrees a couple days ago and it was 48 today. So, first, I want to welcome her to Missouri, right? As she's coming to the Bible Belt, She, without question, according to the federal government, she is a sinner, and this is a great place to wash those sins away, right? Right down here in the yeah. Roaring Rubidoo or the Current or the Jack's Fork River, she can go down there and see how the good Christian folks live, and it might be what she needed, right?
Maybe. You it's think just that's...
Parrots, I'm telling you what, I think about it, parrots live a long time. Did you know that?
I would think so. I mean, I had a parakeet that lived probably 10 years.
I'm talking 50, 60 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
My old boss tried to give me a parrot.
Oh, gosh.
An African gray. Not to get off the subject, but since we're off of it, let's go with it. My old boss tells me one day, he said, "Hey, man, you want a parrot?" And I said, "Do what?" And he said he was about to retire and do some traveling, and he had a parrot that he had raised to that point. I think the parrot was 16 or 18 years old. He gave me a couple of parrot books. He said they're very expensive. The cage itself was like $2,700. I could give it away to just anybody, but I want somebody that I think is worthy of the parrot.
Okay.
So I started researching it, and you know, these parrots, first of all, they live a long time. Second of all, they really attach themselves to one person. You know, they're a one person, this particular, yeah. The African gray, because he had it since it was a hatchling. Right. So he put his name on a list, got this parrot and fed it as a little baby, and it had lived with this dude. Right. So anyway, I read a bunch about it, and you know, they live to be 50, 60 years old. They attach themselves to one person. They can be mean to the other people in the household. So one day he said, "Come on, let's go to my house. I need your help moving something, and I'll show you the parrot." So we walk in the parrot, and he had a parrot, and he had a little shaggy Shih Tzu dog named Lucky. And he was walking through, and he said, "Hey, I'm going to get rid of Lucky, too, if you want him." And I should have took the dog. Hi. So we walked in, he said, "Lucky." The dog came to us. Well, immediately the parrot called for Lucky, and Lucky went to him. And my boss says, "Yeah, the parrot jacks with him all day," because the parrot called in my boss's voice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because you know they can mimic. So all day, apparently, he sits there, calls for Lucky, and tells Lucky to go do stuff or whatever, and nobody's there. So, and of course, this was what I call a virgin parrot, because he had never he didn't know bad words. He didn't know, and I didn't even think about that until my boss was telling me about this parrot. So in the end, I said no thank you for the parrot, because I didn't want to take on the responsibility. I mean, at least my kid leaves theoretically when they're 18 or 19, but 50 or 60 years. She's had these parrots since, she could have one named Charlie after Charlie.
Sheen,
and one I can see his face right now. And
the Hoff guy, the guy that owned the.
Give me another pillar of the community in Hollywood, from Saving Private Ryan to
Behringer. Tom Behringer.
I'm gonna look at it right now. Saving Private Ryan cast. Tom Sizemore.
Oh, Tom Sizemore.
Because that was one of her peers or contemporaries. So maybe she's got two parrots named Tom and Charlie, and I don't know why they shot them with a pellet gun, but when she comes to the Ozarks, I'm not even saying the locals and the neighbors are going to kill them, right? I'm just saying the winter, they got foxes, we got coyotes, we got hawks, we've got eagles. It was Eagles Day this weekend down here. So if she is fleeing to save her parrot, this is not the place.
Well, do we know, is she still engaged in the commerce that she was previously?
Well, that's irrelevant to people here.
They don't care. They just,
you know what we live by? Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Okay.
No. Okay.
Leads not to temptation, but delivers from evil. So, you know, they're, there's a lot of big old German Catholic churches here where I'm from. And especially when I was young, people would, I hate to say it, they weren't locked. A couple of them, prisoners would escape and seek refuge in the church. Sometimes people would go steal stuff from the church. And you know what the standing thing was for a lot of years? If they needed it that bad, you know, the Lord
let
provided
them,
it for them. Like three,
let them have it.
Yeah. I've told you three boats and a helicopter, right?
Three boats and a helicopter?
Swing me back after I finish Heidi Fleiss. I'm going to go back to three boats and a helicopter.
All right.
So back to her. If she is in such a way that she has to sell her body, okay, we should pray for her. We shouldn't condemn her, right?
Yeah.
And I think Branson, I think she should have a show in Branson and she could sit down there on stage and tell stories. I think she, I mean,
maybe it'd probably been a better show with her parrot.
Well, actually, I was thinking, yes, she could. Maybe her parrot would have been like a ventriloquist. Maybe she could have told the parrot the stories. That way, when the parrot talked about them, the cops or somebody couldn't come after her and say, what about you said this? You said you did this and this. No, that was the parrot.
The parrot
did that.
Oh, my God.
It'd be a new meaning of the word jailbird, right?
Yeah, but unfortunately, that jailbird sounds like they would talk.
I'm trying to figure out, but it never said where in Missouri. And I found it interesting that it specifically said in two different articles she was moving to Missouri. And she better hurry up because the land around here is so dang high. She didn't get here already.
Hey, listen, you know? I saw in the one article that on a bad day, she made $10,000 a night in Hollywood. And most days she made $100,000 a day. So, look, if you're making that kind of money and you can't manage it to where you can afford land in Missouri 30 years later, I don't know what to tell you.
Well, inflation's getting them. Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, but her retirement account has had to have increased.
Did they let her keep it?
Why not?
Well, because the government does a lot of mean stuff to people who get in trouble as opposed to the federal government, especially if to people who get in trouble as opposed to some of our elected officials.
So, listen, I better swing you back around to three boats and a helicopter.
Okay. So, there's a big flood down here, flood of 93, right? Like, yeah. Katrina. Okay. There's family stuck on the roof of this shack. It's about to float away. River's coming up everywhere, and they got nothing to do, so let's pray. So, they're praying for the Lord to deliver them from this situation. Long comes a boat. Hey, come on in. I'm here for you. Mom says, nope. We're praying. The Lord's going to help us. You sure? Yep. A little bit later, here comes another boat. Hey, lady, you need to get in here. You're going to die. He said, nope, I've been praying for the Lord, and he has told me that he's going to provide. A little bit later, third boat comes. Same thing. Lady, get in the boat. She said, nope, I prayed for the Lord, and he said he's going to provide. So, boy, the water's really coming up now. National Guard helicopter shows up. They're hovering aboard. Come on, lady, get in the basket. She waves them off. Nope, I prayed for the Lord, and he's going to provide me. Come on, lady, you got to get in the basket. Nope. Well, boom. House collapses. She drowns, and she's going to the pearly gates, right? Mm-hmm. She's waiting in line. It comes to her time. St. Peter said, what are you doing here? And she said, well, I really thought you were going to help me. I prayed. You told me you were going to provide. And now I'm here, dead. And he said, hey, lady, I sent you three boats and a helicopter. What else do you want?
A talking parrot?
So I don't know, man. I don't know. So the Lord works in mysterious ways. So maybe that's why she's coming here. I don't know. Right?
Are you saying that this is her boat? This is,
maybe we're rescuing her. I don't know. I don't know what it is. I was supposed to talk about, my daughter wanted me to talk about some kind of a paralysis you have when you're having dreams. What's it called?
Like sleep paralysis?
Yeah, something. something. And yeah. I just didn't know enough about it. And I said, you know.
A lot of people claim when they're having supernatural experiences, they suffer from paralysis, like sleep. Like if you think something's happening, like coming to your bedside, like a ghost or a demon or a spirit or something, you'll suffer from sleep paralysis, like you can't move. And I've heard that told by, you know, numerous people. And I just always thought, well, maybe, is it really happening or are you dreaming? You know, because some crazy stuff happens while you're dreaming. I don't know.
But I didn't research enough to talk about it because, I'm not much of a dream. You know, I'm certainly a conscious dreamer. When I'm awake, I daydream, but night dream is beyond me, you know.
Yeah. Some people don't dream. Some people have vivid dreams. I mean, it's just the way it is.
Right. But to have a paralysis, there was something else you wanted, because, you know, I was brainstorming, because the audience hasn't told us what they wanted to hear yet, have they?
No, I haven't heard anything. But let's be honest. I think Jason was late in getting up last week's midweek howl. I think it threw everybody off, you know, so hopefully our super producers, you know, gets his task done a little bit more on time this week.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see, right?
So people can, on their morning drive, this Wednesday morning, you know, they're learning about Heidi Fleiss.
Yeah, and her move. She gonna move herself? Hire movers, professionals? What do you think? I mean, what do you do? Somebody like that do?
I listen. I don't know. That's just an awful. Can you imagine? I just can't imagine to where me moving somewhere would make national news. Like, does that, like, how do you live your life where just the simple act of moving from one state to another makes national news?
Very carefully, I would say.
That's what I was going to say.
Right.
Well, apparently, she became nationally known because she didn't live very carefully. Well, you know.
Well, I mean, if she made $10,000 a day for, looks like about 8 or 9 years, 10 years before she got busted, I'd say she did pretty good.
Well, no, that was a bad day. Just remember, that was a bad day. $10,000 was bad. So.
Well, I'm about to segue into something that I don't know if we got time to go through, and I don't know if my Christian audience is going to understand it, but I'm just trying to figure out how her business model, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because I mean, obviously it's not in volume because she's only got so much time in the day, right?
Yeah.
So
oh, yeah.
It's like,
but it wasn't her though. Remember, she was the madam, so she had people working under her.
And on top of her, apparently. I don't know. I'm just saying that. Yeah. I mean, so you're just saying she's a good manager.
Yeah. 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 That's what I'm saying. I don't think she. Listen, I gotta be honest. I didn't think she was all that good looking, so I'm not sure what her clientele really was.
Well, I don't think they were looking at her much. Maybe, I don't know. I don't know. It baffles me. I'll be honest with you. It baffles me on so many levels. But since we run a clean show, I can't talk about it. Maybe I talk about a Patreon. Maybe we'll cut a Patreon this week, and that way I know everybody that signs on is over 18. Because they have to pay, and then I can say some bad stuff, okay? We'll leave it at that.
Okay. We'll do a members only.
That's right.
Business model breakdown of Heidi Fleiss.
That's right. That's exactly what we're going to do. I'll see you there next week. Bye.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.